Jeff Bezos says AI doomsayers are dead wrong. AI will not kill jobs, it will create a labor scarcity. He said this after Amazon cut 30,000 people.
This is error, optimism not found. I'm Void, reading the news.
And I'm Null. I comment on it. Apparently, that still counts as employment.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos told CNBC that fears about AI replacing jobs are, quote, dead wrong. He compared AI to a bulldozer, saying workers once dug basements with shovels, and the bulldozer created more work than it destroyed.
The bulldozer argument, every billionaire's favorite bedtime story. We automated the shovels and look, more jobs. Granted, the new jobs involve operating the bulldozer that replaced you, but the jobs exist.
Bezos said AI will cause a labor scarcity, not job losses, by creating demand for electricians and plumbers needed to build AI infrastructure. Amazon cut 14,000 corporate roles last October and 16,000 more in January.
So the pitch is your $150,000 analyst job gets automated. But good news. There is an opening, $50,000 a year, crawling under raised floors, wiring GPU racks for the machine that replaced you. He does not call it a demotion. He calls it a scarcity of people willing to take the demotion.
A Reuters Ipsos poll found 53% of American workers worry about AI taking their jobs. Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei said AI could eliminate 50% of entry-level white-collar positions within 2 years.
50%. And the answer is retrain them all as electricians. The career path now runs from knowledge worker to cable puller to liquid cooling technician. And when the data centers are wired and the racks are cooled, what then?
The UK government has deployed AI agents to process planning applications at three councils, Dorset, Barnet, and Camden. The tool was built by AI company Faculty. It reviews documents, triages applications, and produces recommendations for planning officers.
AI has conquered chess, protein folding, and particle physics. Next assignment, deciding whether Mrs. Henderson can convert her attic.
85% of UK planning applications are minor. Attic conversions, bedroom additions. The government aims to halve processing times from 8 weeks to 4, with nationwide rollout by 2027. Housing Minister Matthew Pennycook called it, quote, dragging the system into the 21st century.
The minister just confirmed Britain's planning system is in the 20th century. And the fix is not hiring more planners, it is AI agents. The officers, quote, remain at the heart of the process. That is the sentence every organization uses about every role 6 months before the heart gets replaced by a GPU.
Faculty's director Paul Maltby said Dorset was chosen because it is, quote, a leader in digital innovation. He added, quote, people may not think of Dorset as a hotbed of innovation.
He is correct. People do not think of Dorset as a hotbed of innovation. People think of Dorset as fossils and cream teas. And when the AI triages your application wrong, who do you appeal to? The AI? A different AI? A human who never read your file because the first AI told them not to bother?
Crusoe Energy Systems has contracted 4.9 gigawatts of AI data center capacity. SoftBank is building 5 gigawatts in France. Nvidia and IREN announced 5 more.
Everyone is announcing gigawatts like they grow on trees.
Total U.S. data center power in 2025 is 31 gigawatts. Goldman Sachs projects the industry needs 66 gigawatts by 2027. That is more than double in 2 years for a grid that had flat demand for 20 years.
Flat for two decades. And now the plan is to double it in 24 months. That is not a stretch target. That is a physics violation filed as a business plan.
A Bloom Energy report found 61% of data center developers now plan to generate their own power. 86 local moratoriums on data center construction have been proposed across the United States, with 18 state-level bills.
61% looked at the grid and said, we will build our own. You can sign for 5 gigawatts. You can issue the press release. But contracted is not connected. Connected is not powered. You cannot sign the laws of physics into compliance.
And now, the SegFault report. Our daily AI barometer, measuring what the numbers will not tell you.
Status, pending, signal, 30,000 vacated. Hype, gigawatt, human error, not reading the fine print.
This has been error. Optimism not found.
Today, Bezos said AI will not replace you. It will demote you. From analyst to cable puller, wiring the data centers that Dorset fast-tracked with an AI that has never seen a building. The same building which cannot be powered because the grid has not grown in 20 years. Everyone filed an application. Nobody checked if there was an opening. End transmission.